சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 10 வெர்ஸ் 6. மஹர்ஷய சப்த
பூர்வே
சத்வாரோ மனவஸ்ததாம் மத்பாவா மானசா ஜாதாஹ ஏஷாம் லோக இமாஃ ப்ரஜாஹம் In the last class, we saw that the Lord is the general cause, Samanya Karanam. The individual Jiva is the Vishesha Karanam, the specific cause. Bhagavan said, I am the cause of the internal emotions, buddhi, shama, dama, all these are my own creation. Sukha, dukkha, everything is my creation only. But the person behaves according to his vasana, according to his tendency, according to his purva janma samskara. According to that, he does good and bad actions. I am not responsible for that. I am only the general cause. I provide the ambience. I provide the whole creation in front of him. How he or she use it is depending upon their likes and dislikes. So human being behaves according to his likes and dislikes. So Bhagavan is not the cause for that. Bhagavan is only the provider. He provides everything. We behave according to our likes and dislikes, not only in this janma, but previous janmas. We are carrying our vasanas, our tendencies we are carrying. Very powerful they are, swabhava. So never blame the Lord, never complain the Lord. So may you understand the entire universe is my creation. Love the entire creation, vibhuti of the Lord. Our kidneys function is a vibhuti. Our liver function is a vibhuti. Everything is a vibhuti. How joints are working is a vibhuti. What not? Therefore admire, appreciate the creation of the Lord. Develop Vishwarupa Bhakti. Once I develop the Vishwarupa Bhakti, it is born out of understanding. My love towards entire creation is called Vishwarupa Bhakti. Vishwam eva rupam yasya. The entire creation is the rupam of the Bhagavan. The entire creation is the rupam of Bhagavan. How I have come to this understanding? We have to see the previous lesson. God created the world, God became the world, world is nothing but God. With this understanding, we come to know Bhagavan is everything. Nothing is separated from Bhagavan. Therefore, I respect everything, I revere everything, I appreciate everything in this creation. Not only outside, even inside me also. The glory of my physical body, the glory of my intelligence, if it is there. Okay. Normally, Bhagavan has given the intelligence. If we use it properly, reasonably, it is good. A whole physical body function is in the order of Bhagavan. Digestion system and respiratory system. Heartbeat, my God. So otherwise they have to put ventilators, you know. If we don't breathe properly, if you feel suffocation, if you are not able to breathe properly, they have to put oxygen cylinder ventilators. Thank God we are all breathing now. It is the vibhuti of the Lord. Where you have to seek God, where you have to appreciate God, not only in puja room, not only in one particular temple, you have to appreciate the Lord everywhere, in everything, at all times. Not only that, things you have to appreciate, even every experience, whatever I am experiencing, I have to appreciate. Even painful experience also. That is difficult, Swamini. Bhagavan says, no, you have to accept, because what you deserve, what you need, that experience only Bhagavan gives, really speaking. We require that much maturity. What maturity? This bitter experience, or this painful experience, this unfavorable experience, I need it for my growth. Bhagavan is very, very just, means nyayam. He is never violate justice. So Bhagavan, whatever he gives, good for me. Good for me. Bhagavan, thank you. That is called prasada buddhi. Just you touch the laddu, Balaji laddu, to your eyes. Touch your every bitter experience to your eyes. This is called real bhakti. This is called real bhakti. Bhagavan, this experience, unfavorable pain I am facing now, I deserve it. I need it. Otherwise, how can you give this? Through my karma only I am getting. That is okay. But it's coming through the Bhagavan. I accept it. Then I grow. I mature. This is called acceptance. Acceptance is very important. Every experience is for my maturity, for my mental maturity, so that I can mature spiritually also, I can grow. Then I can transcend higher stage. Vibhuti, Vishwarupa Bhakti to Arupa Jnanam, slowly Bhagavan takes. That is what Lord Krishna is going to present now. How this Bhakta admire. I am not only the internal creation, I am the external creation also. How all Sapta Maharshis are created by me. All the Sapta Maharshis are created by me. Atri, Bhrugu, Angirasa, Marichi. Many Maharshis are all created by me. Of course, through Brahmaji. Manasaputraha. Sapta Rishayaha. Seven Rishis are also born out of me. And Manavahan means Manus. 14 Manus. That list I have given on the board, you can copy down if you want. 14 Manus. We are all born out of Manu. That's why we are called Manavaha. Now, these Manus, we are in the 7th Manu. Now we are in the 7th Manus reign, ruling. Vaivasvata Manu is known as Vaivasvata Manu. One Manu's lifetime is 71 Chaturyugas. One Manu's lifetime is 71 Chaturyugas. Among 71 Chaturyugas, now present Manu has completed 28 Chaturyugas. Vaivasvata Manu has completed 28 Chaturyugas. 43 more Chaturyugas is going to be there. That's why Jambudvipe, Bhartavarshe, Vaivasvata Manavantare, Ashtavimshati, 28 over. 28 is going on. Vaivasvata Manu. So like that, 43 more Chaturyugas are there up the Vaivasvata Manu completes. Like this, 14 Manus totally. We are in 7th Manu now. These are all given in Puranas, Vishnu Puranam, it gives. So like that, these manus are also created by me. There are many manus, 14 manus. I have given the list also. Swayambhuva manu onwards up to Indra Savarni, 14th manu. The list I have given there, you can see that. All of them, Imaha, Esham, Prajaha. These are all my progeny. First I have created them. Later all beings come into existence. Imaha Prajaha, Loke, in this world. In the world means not only Bhuloka. Okay, 14 lokas. Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Suvarloka, Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapoloka, Satyaloka, upper lokas. Then lower lokas. Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Rasatala, Mahatala, Patala. Like that, 7 lokas down. 14 lokas, all species are created by me. Have you seen? Don't ask me. Okay, they're all there. You cannot see with your eyes. Okay, Shastra says, Jataha, they're all born. How? Manasaha, of my mind, without Stri Purusha Sambandha, Nartham. Manasaha jataha, they are all born out of my mind. Sankalpa matrena. That is Bhagavan's vibhuti. Next shloka, up to here we saw in the last class. Now 7th shloka. In which chapter we are? 10th chapter. Sometimes the students search for the shloka, by that time chanting will be over. 7th shloka, 10th chapter.
Etam vibhutim yogam cha. Mama yo veti tattvatah. So vikampena yogena. Yujjate natra samshayah.
This 7th, 8th and 9th, these shlokas are very very important shlokas. Bhagavan says, I bless those people who come from Ekarupa to Vishwarupa. First, our bhakti starts with Ekarupa. One form, Lord, I worship. I stick to one form, Rama or Krishna or Shiva, whomever I like. I worship, and slowly I learn to appreciate the same God, my Ishtadevata, in everything. Everyone is Bhagavan Swarupam. My mind will mature. That is called Vishwarupa Bhakti. Then Bhagavan tells, if a person come from Ekarupa to Vishwarupa, the third step I will take care of. Number undadi vicha Bhagavan ittadi vippar and chulralliyo. Manam ittadi vivakka koodadu. 8 steps, why can't we put? Bhagavan can come 2 steps. No. I want to put only 2 steps. Lazy fellows, no mana. Bhagavan only should come forward. Okay, I will come for you. For whose sake I am? Bhagavan says, I am for my devotee's sake. If you put 1 step or 2 steps, doesn't matter. I am ready to help you. But that 1 step also, if you won't put, I can't help you. So, Ekarupa Bhakti, Vishwarupa Bhakti, you start Harupa Jnanam, I will give, I will prepare you. That he brings here, that topic. Etam Vibhutim Yoganche. Until now, I have presented my Vibhuti, my Yoga, my power. Yoga means the unmanifest power. Vibhuti means manifest power. What is the title of this chapter? Vibhuti Yoga. Vibhuti means, don't think Swamini gives every class koncham Vibhuti. Vibhuti means the power that which has manifested. Now what we are seeing is Vibhuti. What we are not seeing, still Bhagavan's Shakti is there. Is not everything has got manifested. Only we are seeing Padosya Vishwa Bhutani. 1/4 only we are seeing that Bhagavan's power. And 3/4 is not manifesting. My goodness, 1/4 itself is like this. If every whole thing he manifests, you cannot imagine. Padosya Vishwa Bhutani Tripadasyam Vritam Divi. Purusha Suktam says, Padosya Vishwa Bhutani. 1/4 is the whole creation, manifestation, Vishwa Bhutani, all beings, 84 lakhs of species. What about 3/4? Tripadasya Amritam Divi Nirgunam Brahma Anartham. Amritam means don't think Amritam. That is Nirgunam Brahma, unmanifest power of the Lord. Manifesting power is only 1/4. If you come to 1/4 to understand by Ekarupa and Vishwarupa, are you getting the point? I love this point very much. I hope you are also. 1/4 you appreciate and understand what? Nama Rupa as Bhagavan's glory. That 3/4 I will take you to understand. Clear? Clear. Etam vibhutim yogam cha yaha mam tatvataha veti. Whoever knows tatvataha. Saha yaha tatvataha veti. He who knows. Saha yaha. Correlative. He who knows. Tatvataha means really, exactly. As said in the Shastra, Etam vibhutim yogam. Yoga is the karanam, vibhuti is the karyam. Another way of presentation. English, I said, yoga means power, unmanifest power. Vibhuti means manifest power, visible power. In science, they call it as matter and energy. What they call energy, we call it as yoga. Yoga has got many meanings. Don't take Ashtanga Yoga here. Yoga means what? Here, power. What they call energy, we call it as power. What they call matter, we call it as world. Karyam, product, matter. Vibhuti is called karyam. Yoga is called karanam. Karanam, karyam. Yoga is nirgunam. Karyam is sagunam. Sagunam means with attributes. Etam vibhutim. That is called knowing tattvataha. Sagunam is there, nirgunam is there. Sagunam is the only power of Bhagavan which is manifesting. Whatever we are seeing is sagunam. Whatever we are seeing is sagunam. With attributes. You cannot see otherwise. What you cannot see is nirgunam. Nirgunam you have to understand. Sagunam you have to grasp through your perception. Through sagunam you have to understand nirgunam. Why Bhagavan provided this sagunam, tell me? Why Bhagavan provided these forms and all nama rupas, why Bhagavan provided for us? Bhagavan provided these names and forms which with the attributes to understand the formless nirgunam. That is the aim of Bhagavan. That is why whoever understands my sagunam tatvataha, these are the forms are none other than the Bhagavan's vibhuti only, karyam, products. They alone can understand the Bhagavan's who is formless. They alone can understand Bhagavan who is formless. That is called tatvataha. Mama yujyate. Whoever understands my power and vibhuti is blessed by me. They are all blessed by me. How Bhagavan's blessing? Bhagavan's blessing is this. He says, my blessing is this, Arjuna. அவிகம்பேன யோகேன அத்ர ந சம்சயஹா. There is no doubt in this. அவிகம்பேன யோகேன யுஜ்ஜதே. They are all blessed by me with unshaken devotion, unshaken knowledge. Yogena means knowledge. Avikampena means unshaken. Kampa means, kamp means to shake. Avikampa means not shaken. Na visheshena kampate yasmin tena. Avikampa yoga, jnana yoga ityarthaha. The knowledge of absolute God, the knowledge of the Arupa Ishvara, formless God. Is there any doubt? Na samshayaha. There is no doubt in this. How much we have to rely upon Bhagavan, you see. He says, Bhagavan, atra na samshayaha. There is no doubt in this. Whoever comes to Ekarupa Bhakti, Vishwarupa Bhakti, I will take them to Jnana Yoga, where they get Nirguna Brahma Jnanam. That is called Avikampa Yoga. This is another name for Jnana Yoga. I will take them to Bhagavad Gita class, Mailapur Club and Arsha. Who says? Krishna says, because they have completed Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga, they are purified mind. That's why they have got taste, interest in Bhagavad Gita. Slowly they study, they do Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. That is Jnana Yoga process. Then they come to know my Arupa. Avikampena Yogena Yujyate. Yoga Vibhuti, Vibhuti Yoga, who understands Tattvataha, they will be blessed by me with Jnana Yoga. Now you are all blessed by him or not? This sloka is true or not? Yes or not? In our matter, in our case, it is true. Okay. We are not asking about other people. In our case, it is true. Either in this Janma or previous Janma, we did Ekarupa Bhakti, Vishwarupa Bhakti, Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga. Otherwise, how can we come to this Bhagavad Gita class and how we will get desire to study this? This sloka is for us. Understand? Avikampena Yogena Yujyatena. You have to tell Bhagavan, Bhagavan, what you said is right. How much? 100% right. How do you know? I am the example. You have to say to Bhagavan. Bhagavan feels so happy if we say that. I have come all the way. What you said in this seventh sloka is perfectly, I agree with. Because Bhagavan words never go astray. Isn't it? This is called true bhakti. If I rely upon Bhagavan words and follow them, my life is a blessing. It is a boon. Life is wonderful. Where is struggle? Where is misery? That's why Bhagavad Gita is not a just. People respect Bhagavad Gita. They never look into Bhagavad Gita. What is there inside? Bhagavad Gita is a text that which transforms my life. Total transformation. Right perception towards my life. That is why reacting mind will be converted as a receiving mind. First, receptive mind. Once mind is reactive, why Bhagavan did like this, complaining on Bhagavan. Why Bhagavan did like this, why me like this, if you ask. That is reacting mind. If I accept everything in Ishvara's order, Dayananda Swamiji often says, Ishvara's order, the moral order of Ishvara. If I accept everything as it is, that is a receptive mind. Reacting mind to receptive mind. Then receptive mind is a receiving mind. Receptive mind is a receiving mind. Therefore, this Ekarupa Bhakti, Vishwarupa Bhakti, turns us from reacting mind to receptive mind. How do you know? I can see your faces, how receptive you are. The world is dead to you. You are not thinking about anything. You are spellbound. Why? Because your mind is not a reacting mind. It is very, very, very calm. That's why it is a receptive mind. A receptive mind is a receiving mind. A receiving mind definitely gets knowledge. No doubt in that. Because of all the way, you have completed karma yoga, you got chitta shuddhi. You have done upasana yoga, you have got concentration. I can give guarantee card, you have done upasana yoga. Otherwise you cannot sit like this in the class. That too coming from years. Not one day, 1 week or 1 month. Years together you are listening. How amazing for some people, outside people. Why you are running to the class, Bhagavad Gita? What is there? What that Swamini speaks? They wonder outside people. They do not know. If they look at you, you are so totally absorbed in the class. And what is that? Because of your upasana. Either in this janma or previous janma. If you are not having that receptive mind, receiving mind, I cannot sit and talk. That is the proof. I am sitting and talking is the proof you are all having that receptive mind, receiving mind. That is the proof. No doubt in that. I have that confidence. I have full hope. No doubt. Na atra samshayaha. Bhagavan Krishna says, for me also there is no samshaya. You are all my best students. Okay. Where are we now? Avikampena yogena. Na atra samshaya. Come to 8th shloka. 8th, 9th and 10th slokas, elaboration of the word avikampa yoga. This avikampa yoga is elaborately explained in 8th, 9th and 10th slokas.
Aham sarvasya prabhavah. Matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matva bhajante maam. Buddha bhava samanvitaham.
How a Vishwarupa Bhakta becomes an eligible person for Arupa Jnana. That is what Lord Krishna says. How a Vishwarupa Bhakta. Vishwarupa Bhakta means you know. Simple to understand. A devotee who admire, appreciate the entire creation as Bhagavan, Rupam. That is why Surya, Chandra are the eyes of the Lord. And the whole Vishwam, the cosmos is the body of the Lord. They are the eyes of the Lord. Earth is the feet of the Lord. We take that way. This is the concept. When we have such a bhavana, I revere everything in the creation. For us, there is no secular, sacred division. Now, is it possible for you, secular, sacred division? For politicians, it is possible. Because they have never studied Bhagavad Gita. How can I divide secular and sacred? Now tell me. For me, everything is sacred. For such a bhakta, easily recognize the consciousness existent principle. That is possible. How Bhagavan says, Aham sarvasya prabhavaha. I am the source of everything. Lord Krishna says, Aham means Lord Krishna. Vasudeva Krishna says, hey Arjuna, don't take me as Devaki Putra only. Don't take me as only Devaki Putra or Vasudeva Putra. I am Sarvasya Prabhavaha. I am the cause of this entire universe. Everything. Prabhavaha means the source. I am the source, I am the substratum of this universe. From me alone, that means what? I am only Brahmaji. I am only the creator, ityarthaha. That is why God means, what is the meaning? Jeev stands for generator. O stands for organizer, ordainer. D stands for the resolver, into whom everything dissolves. Bhagavan is called God. Generator, operator, destroyer. Generator, operator, we accept Swamini. Why destroyer? Here we have to understand carefully. Entire Vyavaharika Prapancha, relative universe, has got two factors. What are those two factors? One is birth, another is death. These two sides we have to accept. We enjoy what? Birth. Whatever you enjoy, you also must accept what is death also. And birth is you are enjoying. The other side of birth is what? Death. We are not asking enjoy, but accept. Accept the other side of the coin. Relative world, enjoy, joy is there, pain is also there. You are enjoying, no? That is why in Sanskrit, enjoy, English, enjoy, Tamil, no? Ennude joy, enjoy. No? Ennude joy, enjoy. Birth, you are enjoying. Pleasure, you are enjoying. Once you are enjoying pleasure, what is your duty, you know? Accept the pain. Pleasure comes, pain also bound to come in relative universe. Vyavaharika prapancha, there pleasure and pain, PP are there. You welcome pleasure, but you grumble when pain comes. You murmur, you grumble, and blame the Lord also. Unakku kannilliya, kaadilliya, manase illiya, kalla maritiya. We are asking Bhagavan and blaming Bhagavan. Some people throw the Bhagavan also in the river, vigrahams and all. Like that people does. You know. Why? Immaturity. Therefore, accept pleasure. You want pleasure? Accept pain also. You want birth? Enjoy, then accept death also. Success, failure. Praise, sometimes people praise, you welcome, you enjoy. Therefore, you have to accept what? Criticism also. Amma thangaviya mudiyadu swamini. Imagine, criticism, even imagination also we cannot stand, withstand. What to really comes, we cannot, we are flat. Bhagavan says, no. If you are really a Vishwarupa Bhakta, a true Bhakta, you have to accept the other side also. As people praise so much and you are up to sky, ecstasy. Same person will come and criticize you, blame you, threaten you, exploit you. So many ways they will criticize you, censure you. What to do? This is also a part of creation. This is a part of moral order. I need it. I deserve it for my maturity. Really speaking, in pain, only we mature. A mature person is one who understands. In adversity, in pain, only we mature. Spiritually, we grow. We transcend. For that, what is the song? Tunba pudattilitti. Apra? Aha. Adi madari. Thangam. You are all like thangam. Not thangamalige thangam. I am talking this thangam. Mind is refined. Mind is so relaxed. Any pain, no person is available. If you see any single person, only always enjoying pleasure without pain. Can you show me a single person? Never. Impossible. This is the order of the law. This is the law. This is the order in the creation. Once it is order, moral order, this is the law in the creation, why I have to grumble, murmur? So accept it. When wave comes, just bend your head. And when wave goes, raise your head. That's all. Ella theriyum swamini. And when it comes, very difficult. Okay. That's why sarvam pravartate. Why I am talking this much, you know. Sarvam pravartate. That means what? Everything proceeds, originate from me. Mattaha pravartate. That means I am the sustainer. I am the sustainer. First, prabhavaha means creator, generator. Pravartate means I am the sustainer. Iti matva, knowing this, everything comes from the Lord, everything goes into the Lord. We accept all names and forms are coming from the Lord and going into the Lord. We accept. There is no difficulty. You have to include in that what I am talking of. What is that? Every experience, painful experience, come from the Lord, go back into the Lord. So every experience, painful experience, come from the Lord. What do you have to do? Touch to your eyes. I accept. That is called bhavana, reverence. Not, you know, karma, people, no? They hit their head. Not hitting to the head, no? My karma should not hit. On the other hand, that experience, painful experience, ready irukum. நமக்கு தெரியாது எப்போ வருமோ, கண்டிப்பாக வரும். எங்கே இருக்குன்னு தெரியாது, எப்போ வருமோ தெரியாது. எப்போ வருவாரோ, எப்போ வருவாரோ நமக்கு தெரியாது. பி ரெடி பகவான், ஐ ஆம் ரெடி பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் தேர். ஐ ஆம் நாட் அஃப்ரைட் ஆஃப் எனி திங். தட் இஸ் வை வி ஆர் ஆல்வேஸ் அஃப்ரைட் ஆஃப் ஃபியூச்சர். Future we are afraid of, what is going to happen, what will happen to my status, my name, fame and all. People are afraid of that. Why? They are not able to accept. Therefore what? Better be ready always. Be ready for the other side of the coin. If you are ready, no problem. When electricity is ready, we are ready, electricity goes. Are you worrying? No. என்ன பத்து மணி கணக்குப்பா போகும், பரவாயில்ல போட்டோம். பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் ரெடி. எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி கோஸ் பை 10 o'clock, யூ நோ. தட்ஸ் வை யூ ஆர் ப்ரீ கீப்பிங் எவ்ரி திங் ரெடி. யூ நோ ஆல்ரெடி, தட்ஸ் வை யூ ஆர் ரெடி. யூ நோ ஆல்ரெடி, தட்ஸ் வை யூ ஆர் ரெடி ஃபார் தேட். யூ ஆர் ஹாப்பிலி ஆக்செப்டிங். கிளியர்? இஃப் சடன்லி இட் கோஸ், ஓன்லி ப்ராப்ளம். தட் இஸ் வை painful situations are going to come. Power cut madri, painful situations are going to come. They are bound to come any time, at any place, through anyone. Or our own family members, or through our own body, or through anyone it may come. I am ready to face without any castor oil face. I face it without any castor oil face. Pravartate iti matva. My explanation, everything is for that one word, matva. Iti matva, knowing this. What? Everything is coming from Bhagavan, everything merge into Bhagavan, every experience come from Bhagavan, goes into Bhagavan. Budhaha, the wise people. Budhaha means informed people. Vishwarupa bhaktaha, not Advaita Jnani. Okay, not Advaita Jnani, but vivekinaha, wise people, discriminative people, informed people. Bhava samanvitaha, who are endowed with devotion. Samanvitaha means endowed with. Endowed with what? Bhava. Bhava means devotion. Bhava samanvitaha. With this bhava, with this understanding, bhajante maam, they worship me. They worship me means what? Vishwarupam dhyayanti. They worship me, they accept everything in this creation. Therefore, Lord Krishna preparing Arjuna for Vishwarupa. Next chapter, Bhagavan is going to swallow everyone. So, ipove prepare pannanum. இல்லையா? ஸோ அர்ஜுனா, பி ரெடி டு சீ தட் ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு ஸ்வாலோ எவ்ரி ஒன். இந்த டிசல்யூஷன் அங்கே வச்சிருக்கார். இங்கே மாத்திரம் பிரபவா பிரவர்த்ததை சொல்லி விட்டுட்டார். பாருங்க, தேர் ஓன்லி டிசல்யூஷன் இன் 11th சாப்டர். வேர் இஸ் இட் அண்ணா? நெக்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர். ஆஃப்டர் திஸ் சாப்டர் வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு சீ. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோக, 9th ஸ்லோக.
மச்சித்தா மத்கத பிராணாஹ. போதயந்தஃ பரஸ்பரம் கதயந்தஸ்ச மாம் நித்யம் துஷ்யந்தி சரமந்தி ச.
ஜெனரலி வென் பிரசாதா கம்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் த லார்ட், வை பிரசாதா பிரசாதா ஐம் டாக்கிங், ஆஃபன் வீட் பிரசாதம், ஆஃபன் வீட் பிரசாதம். தேர்ஃபோர் பிரசாதா கம்ஸ் ஃபஸ்ட் டு மவுத் ஆர் ஐஸ்? ஐஸ். தென் இட் கோஸ் டு மவுத். சிமிலர்லி வென் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ எ பிரசாதா கம்ஸ். வாட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்? பிளஷர்ஃபுல் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆர் பெயின்ஃபுல் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்? பிளஷர். Favorable experience comes, we are fine. When unfavorable, painful experience comes, first touch to your eyes, and how you touch? It is a laddu, touch pandrathukku. You just withstand without any, you know, pain in the heart, inside, without hurt, without guilt. You remain inside, no pain inside. It will not enter inside. This is the situation. It is not a problem. This is a situation. This is a situation. See, generally when we say health, regarding health, prevention is better than, prevention is better than cure. When you are healed and healthy only, you have to prepare what? Immunity system you have to develop. You have to get stamina and all. All these you have getting after getting disease or before getting disease. That is called prevention is better than cure. And disease, before it is coming, I have to prepare myself with immunity and stamina so that disease will not afflict me much. Without damage, I can manage. Similarly, same example you take, similarly we go to our life. When painful situations are going to come, at that time you cannot find out a remedy. Vandappu paakalam anna, enna? Unfavorable situations, painful situations, any tragedy, any adversity in our life, when it comes, you cannot train your mind, adjust your mind. Getting remedy is not possible at that time. Then what you have to do? Prepare yourself before itself. Not after getting sorrow or problem. Before itself, I prepare. So that when the situation comes, I am ready to face it. This is called intelligent living. This is the intelligent way of living. Not after getting problem. If I, now I don't have any problem, Swamini. Swamini talking all are irrelevant today, Anna. Yeah, it is not irrelevant. Problem need not be there today, now, tomorrow. But who knows when it comes? What form it comes, who knows? I may be healthy today, hale and healthy, I'm free from disease. Who knows what disease come at what time? Who knows? Similarly, what pain, what problem, what situation is going to come, I do not know. But I have to train my mind, strengthen my mind. Immunity, mental immunity, emotional level, mental level, I have to develop strength more and more. Therefore, prepare now itself. Intelligent way of living. By seeing the world, we have to learn a lot. Understand? Understand? என்ன புரியுற மாதிரி இருக்கு சுவாமினி, ஆனாலும் ஆத்துக்கு போன. See, this is just cultivation. You have to cultivate. Nothing can come at a stretch. In one night, nothing can come. By practice only it comes. Abhyasena tu kaunteya. Lord Krishna says, abhyasena, by practice only anything you can achieve. Just like that you cannot achieve anything. So these people, machittaha, have you read sloka? Machittaha madgata pranaha. What a sloka, beautiful sloka. Machittaha means fixing their mind upon me. Madgata pranaha, pranaha means all sense organs. Pancha jnanendriyani, pancha karmendriyani, five sense organs of knowledge, five sense organs of action, and five pranas. That means their whole life, pancha pranaha, senses, their mind, that means antarindriyam, bahya indriyam, everything, who dedicate to me. Madgata means dedicated to me. Their life, totally dedicated to me. What they do then? Madgata pranaha machittaha. Their mind and their senses always looking for me, working for me, and they are always devoted to me. What they do? They talk about me. Parasparam bodhayantaha kathayantaha. Bodhayantaha means when the students are available, they teach. When the listener is available, Sishya is available, they teach. When the Sishya is not available, Katayantaha. For equals, they share. For equals means they are not Sishyas. They are only equals. They share. That's why they say, these Uttama, good people, when they meet together, they talk about what? They talk about only God. Uttamaha, Madhyamaha, Adhama, and three types of people. Uttamaha people, they share their ideas. That is called Kathayantaha. They share their ideas. Going home, what happened in your class today? And sharing. Don't teach. Okay. Share. Kathayantaha. Uttama people, they always share their ideas. Madhyama people, mediocre people, they talk about others. Madhyama people, not others, they talk about themselves. What about you? What is your Ramayanam? Inga veetla enna irukke, ennoda veetla enna nadandhathu sollindirpan. Little educated, informed persons, two persons meet, they talk good ideas. All nannan ideas patti pesindirpan. Mediocre, madhyama taragat people, what they talk? Your Bharatam? You say, my Bharatam, I tell you. Veeduku veedu vaasapadi. Talking about the family problems. You know my mother-in-law? I know your mother-in-law is better than my mother-in-law. Like that they talk each other. Adhama, shollave venda. They talk about a third person. Avan patiriyamo, avan patti teriyamo, avan appadi ippadi nu solluva. Ella rumors, gossip, chattering. They are all meager-minded people. Now, which cadre we are? Okay. Don't talk about third person, never. When you are both are talking also, don't talk about their family matters and your family matters. Adhikadhane Swamini, friendship. Don't talk that. Okay. If anyone, if you meet and share, talk good ideas. Knowledge you have to get. Either materialistic science about stars, about astronomy, astrology, about God, about so many things you can learn, get more knowledge. Paravidya, aparavidya. Not about yourself. Ella anatma kada, yedukka anavashyamana kada. Don't waste your energy. Okay. It's a side point. Bhagavan didn't say that all and all. Kadhayantaha. They talk about me. They never talk about third person, not about their family problems. Priyar though, if they open their mouth, they talk about me alone. What? Bhagavan says either Ramakatha or Krishna Katha or Shiva Puranam or Devi Bhagavatam or something or other they talk, or they talk about some pilgrimage, some temple, some Vishesha, the Mahima, the glory of the Lord, they talk. Like that we have to talk. When we open our mouth, టుడే ఆన్వర్డ్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ బిగ్ వ్రతం. ఓకే, వాట్ వ్రతం? ది శ్లోక, రిమంబర్, బోధయంత కథయంత. ది శ్లోక, వాట్ ఎవర్ వీఆర్ రిసీవింగ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు రిమంబర్ త్రూ అవుట్ అవర్ లైఫ్. నమ్మ ప్రాబ్లం ఏంటంటే, నెక్స్ట్ చెప్పులు పోటీ ఉడనే చెప్పుల వరకు వెంట స్వామిని పూర్ణమద. ఇఫ్ యూ సే పూర్ణమద ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ యూ ఫర్గెట్ ది హోల్ క్లాస్. దే ఆర్ నాట్ రియల్ భక్తాస్ అర్జున, మై భక్తాస్ ఆర్ దోస్ భక్తాస్ రిమంబర్ మీ మచ్చిత్తా మద్గత ప్రాణ. I am not telling all of you, you are all good, you won't do that. Generally people, that is why when people go outside, they talk again, they forget the teaching, immediately they talk about family matters. That is why when I was studying from our Swamiji, I used to avoid talking with the people. Until I come home, I never talk. This is my personal matter, I am telling. Because immediately when they talk, what they talk? లోకాభిరామాయణం ఆర్ దేర్ ప్రాబ్లం అండ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఐ లెర్న్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ క్లాస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ డిసప్పయర్. దట్ ఈస్ వై అవాయిడ్ అన్నెసెసరీ టాకింగ్, డిస్టర్బింగ్ అదర్స్. బెటర్ నాట్ టు డూ దాట్. గో విత్ ది సేమ్ టీచింగ్ టు యువర్ హోమ్ ఆల్ ద వే. రిమంబర్, మ్యాస్టికేట్ జస్ట్ లైక్ దట్ మాడు, యూనో, కట్ ఇట్ మ్యాస్టికేట్స్. అది మాదిరి అప్పుడే అదే భావనలో పోను. Then you are assimilating an artha. It's a very simple thing only. It helped me a lot. That's why I am sharing with you my own experience. Never talk about your family matters or anything with anyone. While especially when you are in the class, going from the class, especially. Other places and all, okay. But here, that means you are really enjoying the whole thing and assimilating. వాట్ ఏ పవర్ఫుల్ శ్లోక. యు సీ, నైస్ శ్లోక. మచ్చిత్తా మద్గత ప్రాణా పరస్పరం బోధయంత కథయంత. వెన్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్ నిత్యం తుష్యంతి, దే ఆర్ వెరీ వెరీ మచ్ రిజాయిసింగ్ ఇన్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ మీ. రామాయణం చొల్లని చున్నా ఉన్నుడే రామాయణం ఎందుకు చొల్లరే, అంద రామాయణం చొల్లన, ఉన్నుడే భారతం వేండ, అంద భారతం చొల్లు చొన్న. If anybody is talking also, you don't criticize them. Go away from that place, that's all. If they are talking, they have mental pressure inside. They are talking. Don't become the victim of their mental pressure. Okay? We can go away from that place. Nityam tushyanti. They are always contented. They are always contented, happy with whatever they have got. Na అతుష్యంతి అంగ ఇల్లే నా చొల్లను. దే నెవర్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ డిస్సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ అని అర్థం. నిత్యం తుష్యంతి మీన్స్ వాట్? దే నెవర్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ డిస్సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్. దెన్ వాట్? రమంతి చ, నాట్ ఓన్లీ కంటెంటెడ్, నాట్ ఓన్లీ సాటిస్ఫైడ్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ ఎంజాయింగ్ దేర్ లైఫ్, డిలైటెడ్. దే రెవెల్, రమంతి, దే రెవెల్. That is why love towards God or love towards anything, any person, is just like it will not happen. Love is that which happens because of your understanding. Love is that which happens because of your understanding about that person, about the thing, about an object. Without knowing that, your love is not a love. That's a love is that bhakti. Love means it's not a kama. Lust is different from love. Okay, love is very, very, very sacred. People do not know the difference between LL. LL anna theriyudho? Lust and love. Bhagavan is talking about love. That love is amazing. Therefore, they revel. That is why they present this rasa krida. Anganam, anganam, antare, madhava. Madhava, Madhava, Antare, Angana. Every Gopika is a thought. Every Gopika is like a thought. And Lord Krishna is a consciousness. Lord Krishna, the consciousness principle, in that is the substratum, the source in which all thoughts are arising. So every thought is coming and going, many gopikas, 60,000 gopikas, moving, moving, moving. How many Krishnas are there? One Krishna. It represents what? Not dandiya dance. Okay. People think rasakrida means dandiya, kolatam. It is picturized. What picturized? Krishna is the consciousness principle, chaitanyam. Each gopika is like a thought. Every thought arises in the consciousness. Angana, mangana, mantare, madhava. In each consciousness, everyone is having consciousness. So many consciousnesses. How many Krishnas are there? One Krishna, one consciousness. How many gopikas? Many thoughts are there possible. Can thoughts exist separate from consciousness? Never. Similarly, gopikas never exist without Krishna. Wherever Krishna, there are gopikas. That is called rasa krida. Philosophical. They are all picturized for our understanding. We are carried away by those stories, unfortunately. Because we are not able to understand the abstract principle, for our sake, Shastra, Vyasacharya wrote Puranas so that we can understand what we are doing intelligently. Intelligent or unintelligent, therile. And taking Krishna has got 16,000 wives. This is what? Our interpretation. Enna amma buddhi apdi irukillayo adinal apdi interpretation pandra. So to study Bhagavata, Bharata, Ramayana, you require a tremendous maturity. Unless there is no mental maturity, that person can never interpret Ramayana, Bharata, Bhagavata properly. That is the essence of Vedas. That's why enjoy every story. If you understand Vedanta philosophy properly, you enjoy Puranas thoroughly. Otherwise, they're all cock and bull stories. If you don't understand Vedanta, highest philosophy, Puranas become like cock and bull stories. Therefore, try to understand scriptures properly. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan is telling, they are all enjoying, reveling like my Gita students. Cholalam illiyo? Good. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.